previously on Corporate Homie.
Unofficial and official mentors. Phil Jackson was not an exceptional basketball player.
I heard the first time in my life the words big law.
My boss got back from vacation. He was like, I've seen great promise in you.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie, will you be my mentor?
No one is ever inspired by an email.
I haven't utilized my mentors in the correct way. You want a favor? Act like it.
What's up, homies?
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Whoop, whoop.
So today we are talking about, will you be my mentor?
You want to help my career?
Right. It's,
you want to help me?
Right. Can you help me? So we just finished episode 72. And in that episode, we were discussing influential mentors in both Demetra and I personal careers.
Our most influential mentors.
Right. Well, right. I almost don't want to say most in case I forgot somebody, but yes, our most influential mentors. And so,
it is a little bit like church, right? Like you can start calling names. Somebody's feelings are going to be hurt.
Exactly. And there have been, I should say this. I have had many, many additional mentors. These were, just like Demetra said, incredibly influential ones. But I've had also other influential, just didn't make the episode.
Agreed. I mean, even folks that I might have learned something small from that has become incredibly significant. But, you know, we can only spend time on so many people.
Right. The homies don't give us but 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Right. That's as much attention span as we all have.
That's right. So it's so interesting because this was one of those episodes that we received immediate feedback from homies.
Correct.
So first, thanks. We always appreciate the feedback. So first, homies, thanks for the feedback. But what we got from a lot of the homies, and when we're hearing from you, especially for an episode that's so new, so we know a lot of you may not have even listened to it yet, was, okay, I've realized that I don't have mentors, or I haven't utilized my mentors in the correct way. But the most common question feedback we've received is how do I get one? How did you actually, you know, because all of the mentors that we referenced were not through a mentoring program, not through anything
great
formal.
Great point.
These were relationships that we cultivated and frankly, we initiated. And so people wanted to know, you know, how you get someone to be your mentor.
Right. And I hope that, during the course of this episode, people will feel more comfortable with seeking that out and doing that. And then also what I hope that the homies take from listening is that we do listen to you and we will be agile and nimble in the content that we put out. So to the extent that you have been listening and hesitant to drop a comment or send a note, I want you to hear this knowing that like we adjust accordingly because this podcast is for you. That's what we said on the very first Corporate Homie episode, you know, back in November of 16. This podcast is for you. So we want to hear from you.
I love that. Okay. So let's get started. So I love this topic because you and I have talked about this so many times. You know, when we get the will you be my mentor, somebody hits you with the will you be my mentor.
When they hit you with the heat. I hit them with the heat.
Oh my Lord. Yes. Yes, Missy, when they hit you with the E. So let me start off by saying it's probably not the highest and best use of your time to ask someone the question, will you be my mentor? It is creepy. It's like, do you want to go together? Check yes.
Or no, check no. Or maybe.
Maybe.
It's real maybe. Fourth grade. It's very fourth grade.
Right. So the best way to get someone to be your mentor is to, you know, come up with another way to engage them and start and facilitate a relationship. I feel like that is a prevailing theme through many of our episodes is that you need a relationship with people. You can't just bust out asking people because remember, asking someone to be your mentor is a huge request.
Right. And when someone decides to mentor you, they are deciding to invest in you. They are deciding to spend their time with you to help cultivate, elevate your profession, your career. And no one, I shouldn't say no one, but it would be highly unlikely for someone to choose to do that with someone that they don't know. So I love that. So my very first tip is you have to be proactive in cultivating a relationship. Now, hear what I'm saying clearly, homies. A relationship is not, I heard XYZ person speak, I was so impressed, I want them to mentor me. Like, no, you have to start getting to know them, reaching out to them. The first way I know to do that is you've got to be different. So that's not going to be, as I always say, no one is ever inspired by an email.
Right. And so, I think that's so interesting because I totally agree with that. I think that before you are, once you've identified the person that you want to be your mentor, if you don't already know them and have a personal relationship, I completely agree with Bemetra. You need to be forming a relationship. And if you don't know how to do that, my suggestion and what I have done in the past is figure out where they're going to be and try to be there. So when I don't know someone and I figure that they could help me and I think that they have, you know, advice to give me, that I figure out, are they going to be giving a speech? Are they going to sit on a committee? Are they, you know, are they the person sitting on a committee? Okay, I'm going to get on that planning committee with them. Or I'm going to, you know, okay, they go to the church and they go to 9 o'clock and I normally go to 11 o'clock. I'm going to go to 9 o'clock so I can run into them. And so I can touch them and say hello. And just, you need to find ways. Oh, I saw that they are very interested in Porsches and there's a Porsche thing. Maybe I'm going to see if they're going to be there. I'm going to be there too. Find some commonalities.
Or they know somebody that I know. So I'm going to use my relationship with James to get to know Ryan. Now hear us clearly. This stuff is intentional, but I actually gave this advice to someone and then they said to the person, I came here to meet you today. You know,
yeah, no,
that's even creepier.
That's even creepier.
That's even creepier.
I'm low key stalking you and I'm here.
I'm just like, and I literally was doing the Whitley in the background, waving my hands.
Stop. Okay. So my first tip is do your homework. And so for me, I'm like before, like you said, cultivate a relationship. This is a part of that. Do your homework on the person. Do your homework on their industry. So here's my phrase. Take your time before you ask to take their time.
I love that. Take your time before you ask to take their time. Hello, somebody. That's a word. Because,
right.
You know, and I know that, like, we've talked about this before on the Will You Be My Reference episode. But, you know, our names are Bemetra and Demetra. There is literally one Bemetra on Facebook, me, of all of Facebook. So when I meet somebody in a city of India,
city
so when
in
someone
India.
Says things to me like, hey, so-and-so told me to call you, I want to have a cup of coffee, and then you have a cup of coffee, and they say like, hey, where'd you go to school? I'm like, I'm out.
I hate that. I'm out. You're wasting my time. You came to me, you're asking me for something, and you didn't as much as Google me. And in a day and age,
not even
everyone
sitting
has
at the table
their,
while you were waiting every, to meet me.
Right. While everyone, I was just about to say, has a smartphone that has the internet on, you haven't done, so you've been on all day on the gram, you've been on the book, you were on
LinkedIn,
Twitter,
it ain't,
you checking ESPN.
Y'all don't even hit my page.
You haven't put my name in and figured out basics about me. Don't ask people things that are easily identifiable from Google.
Right,
don't
so
ask
I,
that. What kind of lawyer? What kind
what
of,
type
law
of law do you
practice? Get away from me.
GTFOHWBS.
Yes. Seriously. Because what it tells me is
you're not serious. That's exactly right.
You're not serious. So like you said, get on the website, get on LinkedIn. If you know someone who knows them, nothing, like Bemetra said, nothing's wrong with calling someone and saying, hey, Deirdre, I know you're really good friends with Bemetra. Do you have any information for me about what's the best way to get to know her? Nothing's wrong with that.
No.
Okay. That's my first tip.
Yeah, I love that. Once I have decided where they're going to be, like Bemetra said, they're going to be on this committee, this, that, and the other, then I try to show my skill set, show how serious I am, do my best work in their presence, right? Especially show greatness. And
I
call
you.
It leaking
show greatness.
Information. So when, since we're talking about mentors, that means that I might, through the course of working, or if they do decide to have a cup of coffee with me, instead of saying how busy I am, I say what I'm busy with. So for example, I did this yesterday with someone and they said, I hadn't talked to them in a few months. How's it been? Has it been a good summer? I said, it's been a great summer. It's been a very productive summer. I've had my best quarter this year. I've closed these types of deals. I was able to secure a new relationship. This is the way I did that professionally. But you want to, what? And you guys have heard, the homies, you've heard me say this before, you want to leak information about how well you're doing, what you're doing, and then also, because you're looking for a mentor, where you may be having some challenges. Now, if I could just figure out how to translate that success and getting the most out of my teammate, mm-hmm. if I can figure out how to transfer that success to get the most out of my associate, to
I
get
love
the most
that.
Out of my assistant, because then they're like, oh, I can't leave now, the game needs me.
Can't leave rap alone, the game needs me.
They need me.
I love that, because I think part of what a lot of people struggle with is transparency in their flaws. And I truly believe that there are no great people who actually portray perfection. Really, greatness is understanding what you do well, but more importantly, what you do not do well, where you have some gaps, where you need to fill some skill sets, where you need your skill sets filled. And when you're a person who is, you want someone to mentor you, but you're sitting up there telling them that you
got it all on lock,
right? That you got the key to the city, then they don't, they think you don't need a mentor. What would you need a mentor for? So when you sort of did exactly what you said, identify somewhere where you have a gap, and then later come back and say, I think you help fill that gap, right? So I know, like when I first, I'll give a personal example. When I first made partner, I had a small book of business, but I didn't really have all of my own clients. And I, went to one of my mentors, Shauna Clark, and I was like, I want to talk to you about, how to grow this book. How do I do that? Here's some of my thoughts on that. I would like your thoughts. I know you have a book. So I connected my deficiency with something that I thought she had. Well, she understood what knowledge I was seeking from her and how she could help me.
You also did something else that you kind of skirted over that's incredibly important. I know it's important for me when I choose to mentor people, is you showed that you had already put in work. And what I mean by that is you said, here are my thoughts on how I'm going to grow the book. What do you think about that? So that shows effort. Like, I'm not trying to get you to start from scratch and helping me.
Right. Can you tell me every single step? Yeah, right. Will you tell me what my goals should be this year?
No, I cannot. And I love that comment about transparency. I remember many years ago, I was helping a congressional candidate, and we were going to go sit down with someone influential to talk to him about opening up his network to give money to the campaign. And the candidate sat there at the breakfast and kept going on and on about how great we were doing, how fantastic fundraising was. And I was thinking, we've made some good strides, but to really get where we need to be, to touch the people that we can't do it without you and your net. What are you doing?
Cut it all the way out. Okay. So my next tip, and I feel like I've given this tip in other contexts, but it is certainly important in the context of securing a mentor as well. Value her time, value his time. So I always say, asking people, especially people that you do not know or you do not know well, for a lunch or a dinner is too much. I'm like, listen, you want to, one, start off, if you do send the email, because we all do send so many emails, the subject line should be catchy so that it stands out in their inbox and they actually want to open your email. One of my favorites is like, hello from Houston. Another favorite of mine is, can I bring you a cup of coffee? That's the subject line. So then people are like, what? And then the person should be able to read the email mm-hmm. within, I guess, and respond, I feel like, within 2 minutes. People get too many emails. They're overwhelmed by email. You with this long soliloquy about, I was born in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, to a son. No. They've stopped reading. They haven't even gotten to what you want. And your very first ask, I think, especially from someone you do not know, you should never ask someone for more than 15 minutes.
Yeah, you've been incredibly consistent on this. And, you know, just a reminder to the homies, you know, a mentor is somebody who may or may not work within your organization that is going to help you with your career. And so it is you asking them to help you. And so it should be very easy for them. That's why I love Demetra's suggestion about, can I bring you a cup of coffee? You guys have heard me say before, I've learned because I've gotten burned. I don't do any new mentoring, business development, personal development for younger people, relationships during the business day. You are going to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and meet me for a cup of coffee, or you're going to meet me for breakfast at 7:30, because to the extent that it is not the highest and best use of my time, I am not getting to work at 10 o'clock and feeling like I'm behind in my day.
And you know, it's so funny you say that, but the day, it's so funny because I just had someone, and I, you know, and just to be my own transparency, I'm still not great about, you know, not letting people abuse my time. So especially as we started.
Which is why I'm like, you're going to abuse it at 7 a.m.
Right. Especially as I've started Corporate Homie and we get more people and I'm enthusiastic about helping people. And so recently, someone asked me, we started talking about valuing people's time, for, you know, to a sit down. And I replied, and the email said something like, can I pick your brain? And I thought, I don't even know what that means. Like, what is your ask? Like you said, Marisa, like, I'm not even sure what you're asking me for. But then I replied and said something like, great, what about, you know, Thursday evening at 8:30 or a Saturday morning breakfast, right? And the person responded with something to the effect of, like, the evenings and the weekend I try to reserve for my family.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to be able to help you. I'm not your guy.
I thought, good for you for boundaries, but it's a no for me, because, which I think takes me to my next tip, you want something from me. You want a favor, act like it.
So I have, you know, I'm not going to call any names, but somebody who's been very influential in my career over the last now 10 years. And he still does this to me. I can be at home on vacation. Hear me, people. I'm on vacation. He knows I'm on vacation. And he's always like, I can meet you at 7 a.m. And I'm like, now I'm like, well, dang, we're still in this. But he still has so much for me to learn from him. I do it. I get up.
On the day after Christmas, and put on a twist set and beat it.
Yes, because I still have something that I can get from. So I love that. Mine is, be specific about what it is that you want. So many young people, and not just young in age, but young in tenure, they're career switchers or what have you. I'm literally like, I don't know what it is that you want. Do you want me to help you raise your profile? Are you trying to get on boards? Are you trying to become more politically active? Do you want to get promoted? Do you want to get into a leadership position? Do you want to move to a different state? I don't know what they want. And I will ask, okay, what do you want to get out of our time together? Like 6 months from now. And they don't know.
They have no idea.
Think about that.
It's not your mentor's job.
And through osmosis, figure out what it is you want to get from them.
Yeah, it's not your mentor's job to define your goals. So I had this as a tip as well. Be clear about what you want. It's not your mentor's job to, you know, define your purpose. It's not your mentor's job to define your likes and your dislikes. They can help you think through processes to get you there. But you, I'm not even sure you know who you want to mentor you if you don't know your goals, if you don't know your purpose.
Correct.
If you don't know your desires, if you don't know your likes and dislikes. How are you selecting a mentor? There's no way you would even know, because you would want to be mentored by people who have an expertise in the things based on your goals and your desires.
Good point. Great point.
So like I said, mine was the, you're doing a favor, act like it. So to sort of follow up with that, I would say, you know, we sort of touched on this already, be flexible, be accommodating to the mentor schedule. And we say this all the time on episodes, and then thank them. When people actually take time out of their schedule, who don't owe you anything, who really don't get anything back, they are simply pouring into you. When people take the time to pour into you, please make sure that you thank them. If you ask someone, and this just happened to me recently, someone called, text, I think they put slid into my DM, asked me on a Sunday evening if I could stop, have a call with them. They were stressed out over something that was happening, you know, in their career. I happened to be on my phone when they sent the message. So I was like, actually, I'm available right now. I stopped what I was doing. We had a 35-minute conversation about this issue they were having at work, how they should address it. That was probably a month ago. I have no idea how that situation worked out.
Right. Did it work out? Did it go well? Did it go poorly? Cat, dog, mouse, you know, it's
dog, cat, rabbit. Exactly.
It's just amazing to me, right? How people will ask something from you, you take the time to help them, and then you don't even forget a thank you. You don't even know how it got resolved. So what you are teaching the person, what that person is teaching me is not to spend any more time with them. That is what they're teaching me.
Right.
And so,
because I want you to at least close the loop and say, hey, by the way, it didn't go well, or it actually went well. Either way, just like you said, let me know what happened.
And I will say this because I have a lot of friends that we all talk about this because we are getting more senior and tenured in our career. A proper thank you goes a long way. And it will have you stand out. And I know we have talked about this repeatedly on this podcast, but whatever way you choose to say thank you, it will be noticed because people don't say thank you.
Yes, I totally agree. So those were my tips about, you know, I guess I should also end with this. If you have a relationship with someone and you've already done these things, you have a good relationship, you have, you know, a connection with them, you have told them your goals, then it is okay to actually ask them to be your mentor if you feel like that's a question that needs to be said. So I don't want to portray, you know, I mean, I had somebody recently ask me that and I was like, of course I will help you. Like the person has actually spent the night at my house before. Like I was like, yes, I didn't know you wanted help in your career. I'm happy to help you with that. So that's not an inappropriate or, you know, it's not inappropriate to just say the words. It's just what the context and the background is of the relationship when you're asking the question.
Right. And I would just want to make sure that we're being transparent. I still have mentors today. Demetra still has mentors today.
Yes.
I see life as one big ongoing marathon. We're never going to get to a spot where I feel like I'd have all the answers. I have it all on lock. I know we use a lot of sports analogies, but I just want to remind the homies, everybody who is successful is coachable, right? You see Tiger Woods has a swing coach. Serena Williams has a coach. But bigger than that, you still see them going and spending time with other great athletes, right?
Oh, that's
so
a great
you'll
point.
Hear about Serena Williams will go hang out with Tiger Woods. Hey, tell me how you get in the zone to do this. You know, Gino Auriemma will go and spend time with Nick Saban, right? So they're because they're still trying to stay at the top, learn. The game is always evolving, changing. There's better, new ways to do things. And so for those homies who started listening to this podcast thinking, I am a mentor, I'm all good, I'm saying most of the time, most successful people are mentoring and being mentored all at the same time.
Yes, that's a great point, right? Mentors have mentors, pastors have pastors, counselors have counselors, coaches have coaches. It's just the way it goes. And I also want to say, I think most of my mentors, I don't think I ever said, will you be my mentor?
I didn't.
Naturally.
They know that they've been instrumental in my career because, you know, but they, and they would say, oh, well, yeah, I mean, because it's not a formal thing, but we are definitely in a mentoring relationship.
Right. So as always, thank you so much for listening to the episode. I guess I'll end it with the way that Demetra started this episode, which is if you have a topic, this episode, actually, we weren't even planning to do this right after the last episode, but really was born out of feedback from the homies. So if you have a topic that you want, shoot us an email at questions@corporatehomie.com, or you can also, you know, slide in the DM on social media.
Right. And as always, you know, we appreciate all you guys bringing us out to speak to your organizations. If you have any, you know, speaking requests or anything outside of show topics, you can always reach us at info@corporatehomie.com. You can reach us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My new favorite Twitter phrase is @me.
Oh, from the Guff, from from the governor elect from Andrew Gillum talking to the president. From the gubernatorial nominee, he said to the president, "At me next time.
At me. Say it to my Twitter face.
That's gonna be a t-shirt. At me. Somebody should get. Yeah, I love that. So until next time.
Hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.